From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. IS shooting and killing civilians. Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians as they attempt to flee fighting between the Islamic State group and Iraqi government forces in the city of Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the Muslim group since January of 2014. The offensive has so far surrounded the city on three sides. A UN estimate puts the number of civilians trapped in Fallujah at around 50,000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to work toward ending their territorial disputes.
We are looking for a peaceful resolution.
Mr. Kerry is taking part in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. The talks also will focus on cybersecurity, climate change, and economic matters. VOA correspondent Nike Chang spoke with us a short time ago about another matter of discussion.
In addition, there is also a CEO roundtable where the United States is pushing for non-discrimination of U.S. corporations to do business in China, and U.S. is pushing for more open market access inside China.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Security officials in Ukraine say they've arrested a Frenchman who amassed an arsenal of weapons and was plotting to attack the European Championship football tournament in France. Ukraine's SBU security service chief said the unidentified man arrived in Ukraine in December of 2015 under the guise of providing volunteer aid. The man planned to attack both Jewish and Muslim places of worship, as well as a French tax office, highway patrol points, according to the security